Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Stephanie McHugh is back.
Hello, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. You came back to the basement studio.
Thank you so much. It is beautiful as always. I feel like a rock star because your dog keeps looking in the window frantically. It's like I have a fan and a stalker.
Yay. Yes, she's going to need your autograph before you leave this evening.
Done.
So what have you been up to? You're a comedian, you have a day job, you're a mom with a college student.
Yes, my daughter came home for
Thanksgiving.
So that was really nice.
And From Oregon, that's a huge trip for such a short moment.
It is. The good news is, though, that she's coming back in 2 weeks for Christmas break. And then all of a sudden I realized they're on quarters, so then she's going to be gone for even longer until spring break. Like, she'll be gone from January until the end of March. And then,
oh wow,
and she won't come back until June, middle of June, because then she'll have another quarter. But I just put my big girl mommy panties on, and I got an iPhone. She has an iPhone, so now we can FaceTime.
And iMessage.
Yes.
No, it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
So it's awesome.
Yes, it
is. So do you guys FaceTime daily?
No. Uh-uh. She called me every day in the beginning, and now that she's getting friends and stuff like that, she doesn't call as much, which is good. It's
nice. Are
you
okay with that? You understand that that's good, right?
I do understand that that's good. And I had so much fun. I think you had, we were talking about this last time. College is a blast.
It is.
And just that freedom and things like that.
And you learn a lot about yourself.
You do. So you need that separation to do that.
But are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
At least she's coming back for spring break. You got to prepare yourself for the spring break where she doesn't come back.
That's
where she goes to like the beach.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry,
thank
Stephanie
you, Janet, for bringing us down five minutes into the podcast.
I did that 1 year out of four. So I remember that.
You're right. And we were talking about that. We went to my parents. I remember I came home for the first two summers and then the last, and then I didn't the last two. And I remember I went on a bike ride with my dad. I grew up in Durango, so it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a Bob Ross painting, you know, just the mountains and the trees. And I thought, this is my last time living in Durango. It was kind of bittersweet. I still have one at home.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And she's like what?
She's 16.
She's a junior?
She's a junior.
Okay. So and maybe you can convince her to go to college closer?
She might.
In Oregon.
But even if she doesn't, I'll be okay.
You'll support it.
The good news is I haven't been doing comedy as much.
Right.
Because they're going to be gone soon.
Smart.
So I'm kind of focusing more on being a mom and totally enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have that to look forward to. Traveling.
Right.
I can travel.
Like
you
after they go away to college, you'll be sad for a moment. But you're like, wait a second.
Then I'm going to follow the Janet Blair life plan. I'm going to get a boyfriend and a puppy, and I'm going to travel.
And candles.
And candles. And that's my game plan.
Yes.
Woo! They're like, why don't you get a puppy now? Because I would have to take care of it.
Right.
You're not going to take care of it.
Look at Steve. He's out. I'm here taking care of the puppies.
Exactly.
All right. So the last time you were here, we neglected to do Woman Crush of the Week.
Exactly.
And that's the only staple I have in my podcast. Like, the last time you were here, it was like, blah, 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 blah. Oh my gosh, we're at 45 minutes. We should wrap up. So.
Let's get this out of the way.
Before we jump in to anything crazy, let's talk about Woman Crush of the Week.
Okay.
Are you prepared?
I'm prepared. I'm ready.
Okay, you go first.
I gave it a lot of thought.
You're my guest.
Heidi Klum.
I love her. She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. And when I was on the radio, actually, mm-hmm. my partner, Steve McCoy, set it up. So we interviewed her once, and I was...
Oh, my gosh. Did you talk?
I did. It's you do have to kind of have that little voice in your head, like, keep it together. Just don't
right.
squeak and just keep a normal voice. But I love her, and I want to get my... Oops, I'm knocking the mic over and stuff. I've been looking in Pinterest at pictures of Heidi Klum because I want my haircut like hers, kind of, or a certain style that she has.
Yes.
A little more longer bang look.
It's a lot of work, these bangs. I did them a month ago, and now I'm like, okay, they're in my way. So be prepared.
They look cute. Prepared. Okay, I'll be. Well, I want them a little bit longer,
and that will be even more,
even tougher.
In your face.
Yeah,
it'll tickle you. Like the other night, I was crawling in bed, and my bangs got like tickled my nose, and that's the worst feeling ever.
I was
like, oh my god, get out of my face, out of my face. So I started sleeping with like a headband that holds my bangs back.
Very good. Good idea.
Waking up with a tickled nose is not okay.
Not good.
But anyway, Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
What is she up to now? Do you know?
I am not sure, other than her hair looks great. And I am a sewing geek, so I love watching Project Runway,
okay.
too.
All right.
And I'm just a huge fan of her. Like, in the entertainment business, I mean, she...
She has, like, had some, like, longevity when it
yes.
comes to... She wasn't just a model. She made it beyond that. Maybe marrying Seal made it help, like, with the longevity a little bit? Just a little bit?
I don't think so.
Bit?
I think she created Project Runway. She's executive
okay.
producer of that.
Right.
I mean, Seal doesn't hurt.
Right.
I would do
Those
that, too.
Power couples. Yeah.
Exactly. She has her own jewelry line. I remember
okay.
watching on QVC once, and she was selling out of her mm-hmm. jewelry. So it seems like...
And she's like in every tabloid. And even though it's a tabloid, if they're talking about you, you're relevant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as you're not dead. And then
even
you're
then.
A little relevant.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Heidi Klum, that's awesome.
Yes.
No one has said her.
I want to be here when I grow up and get young. There
nice.
We go. Yes, so that's mine.
Very cool.
And
mine is Shonda Rhimes. Do you know who she is?
I do. Yes.
She's like a television genius. I'm addicted to television.
Uh-huh.
And she has single-handedly kept ABC in business for the last 10 years. She has created, written, and run Grey's Anatomy. And there's been a lot of drama on Grey's Anatomy, like Katherine Heigl, Sandra Oh,
you're right.
Isaiah Washington, and she has maintained that empire.
You're not talking about on screen. You're talking about off screen. That's true. I've never really thought of it that way.
There's a lot of drama. Like, look at Two and a Half Men. It's coming to an end after this season.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton tried, but he's no Charlie.
I never really watched that show that much.
There's a huge difference.
I bet.
I love Ashton Kutcher, but not in Two and a Half Men.
Can't do it.
It just didn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
And she is also a part of Scandal.
Love that show.
Yeah.
No, I don't watch that show that much.
I'm the same way.
But I love the style.
Yes. And there's so much like pop culture surrounded by Scandal right now that is, it's totally hot.
Right.
And Grey's Anatomy is still very hot.
When I got Netflix, I went on a Grey's Anatomy binge.
Steve did that recently. He's still catching up. And he'll watch current stuff and be like, wait, what happened to it? I'm like, I can't tell you what happened to George. 007.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you current with Grey's Anatomy?
I am not, but you can tell me because it'll be a long time before I get current.
No, I can't. There's so much. It has changed so much in the last few seasons.
So,
there was a season where I didn't watch because I was a little bored. But
really?
I'm back. The last two seasons have been great. Sandra Oh's last season, and then this season is kind of like, whoa, Gina Davis is on it.
Is she really?
I love her.
Wow, that's pretty good. When they had the airplane crash, that's when I quit.
Oh, that was so sad.
I lost track. It was really sad.
A lot has happened since then. So much.
A lot
I can't tell you, Stephanie.
Cast changes, too, really,
yes.
right? That's sort of a big cast change.
People passed away. Or died.
Lost limbs.
People came back. Yeah. Lost limbs.
Uh-huh.
Married.
How does she
divorced.
Think of all that stuff? That's what makes me crazy is She's
gotta have like tons of friends or something where she like picks pieces out of lives and just that's what I would do.
Right.
Or she's got an amazing imagination.
Exactly.
I don't know. I haven't seen an interview with her, but I would like to know how.
Yes.
The how.
I'm just sitting here thinking about all the different shows, all the different, it's not sort of like they're all the same. One's a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
One is politics.
Right.
I guess they're sort of this.
I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty. And How to Get Away with Murder. Are you watching
that? I started to watch that. Are you watching it?
I'm not watching it. You can tell me stuff.
No, I've only watched a couple. It didn't make sense to me. A professor having her students try and solve a crime, or it didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
To the point where I was just like, I don't have time for this.
Next.
Click. And it'll probably get canceled. All the shows I've fallen in love with in the last few months have gotten canceled.
Oh.
But they were all sitcoms. There's something about sitcoms that have like a shorter lifespan than those hour-long dramas. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that, yes.
Every year, I'm like, ooh, I like this. Oh, canceled.
Do you think it's because people can get comedy easier from YouTube? Like, there's Funny or Die.
Yeah, there's so many other outlets.
Right.
So many that are, like, at the palm of your hands. Even though television is now, too, if you have, like, Hulu and the ABC app, the CBS app, the NBC app. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more raunchier comedy available YouTube-wise.
That's true.
And podcasts. Just not here. We're not
just
raunchy.
Just not here. We're very nice. There's halos right above our head
we
if this was on TV.
We don't talk about bad things. I found a great quote from Shonda Rhimes that I wanted to share.
Yeah.
It says, at some point you have to make a decision. Boundaries don't keep other people out. They fence you in. Life is messy. That's how we're made. So you can waste your lives drawing lines or you can live your life crossing them.
That is
so
awesome.
It's kind of like the good angel, bad angel, woo, party time.
Right.
Yeah.
See, okay, this goes back to I'm always interested in where people are in the birth order. That sounds like a second-born child to me. Like,
explain that thought, because I have no clue when it comes to birth order.
This is just my personal opinion. I am a firstborn, and for a while, I had only dated second-born men.
Really?
Yes. And they didn't look the same, I felt. But there's something about, I feel like the firstborn, you know, you're a people pleaser. The parents, it's the first kid, so they're trying to do everything right. And you're trying to, you know, do.
Make them happy.
Yes.
And because you have no precedent.
Right.
Yeah.
Secondborn comes along, and it's like, where's the line so I can cross it? Where's mm-hmm. the boundaries so I can push it? And I admire that, which is why I think I was drawn to second-born males when I would date them.
You were jealous of their freedom.
They're going to do. I'm not going to have the idea, but if someone says, hey, do you want to jump off? You know, like my dad was saying, did you jump off the bridge in the Animas River, which was a fast-moving river? Animas is Indian for River of Lost Souls because it would just take people away.
Oh, wow.
I promised my dad, I'm not going to jump in the river. And sure enough, a bunch of us went on the footbridge and jumped into the river.
Stephanie, I'm so glad you're alive.
I know.
Where is this Animas River at?
It's in Durango.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's close. Is it cold?
It is. It
water
is,
in Colorado is freaking it cold.
It takes your breath away in a bad way.
Yeah.
Just like, you cannot
it's
breathe.
Really good.
It was
it's
very
like
deep.
Skiing naked.
Exactly. So I guess I do things. I am the firstborn and I'll do them, but I won't do it on my own. I need that secondborn person to kind of push me to go, hey, this, let's do this.
So I am a firstborn.
Okay.
But I'm all about going out there. Like, for my birthday, Steve's traveling, and I'm like, I want to do the zip lines down at the Royal Gorge. And I went by myself.
You
I've never
did?
Done this. And I'm always like that. Like, if I want to do something, it's going to get done. I need no one to push me. It's when people push me, I start questioning. Like, is this wise? Like, I trust my own self-judgment over others.
That's good.
How does that fall into your knowledge when it comes to the birth order?
I was trying to do a joke about it, and firstborn, like 33 out of I don't know how many presidents, but it's over half. Mm-hmm. I want to say three-fourths. Someone can Google it and tell me I'm wrong.
44 presidents? Wasn't something like George W. 42nd? No, Bill Clinton was 42nd.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm right, but I'm totally thinking I might be. So I want to say we're at 44th.
Okay, so it's in the 30s, I want to say.
Okay.
That of the presidents
way over half.
Are firstborn.
Okie dokie.
So you would fall into that category. Sort of like if you want to do something, you're going to go do it. You're going to go zip line. You've got this podcast. You create what's going to happen. The secondborn, I looked online, it's like Jerry Springer.
And I think my brother and I are opposite. He's very like mild, very chill. I'm like, you know, you only live once, dude.
Let's go.
Something happened with us. We're messed up.
And my youngest daughter, my secondborn daughter, she will, I go, you might want to think about a career in sales because you do not take no for an answer. She's just going to push it and push it. And
sales
and
is
push
a good
it.
Line of work if you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
I'm not a salesperson.
I'm not either. No. Mm-mm.
I'm kind of like, okay, next. You say no, next.
Alrighty.
Thanks for your time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So Jesus was the firstborn.
Right.
That's what I tried in the joke. I might try and bring that back. I'm going to do that.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to bring that back. So that's my thought. I will have to look because she could fall into firstborn category too. Like if most of the presidents were firstborn, she's, you know, obviously a go-getter.
Right.
And creates amazing shows, things like that.
We'll have to Google Shonda Rhimes.
Right.
Outside of Grey's Anatomy and Scandal.
We've got a lot to do.
We do. So comedy, what's been going on? You've got shows coming up we want to talk about?
I do. I have a, if anyone is in the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Conductors, I am doing your Christmas party in Alliance,
Yay!
Nebraska. Yes.
How far away is that?
That's about 4 hours away.
Do you drive?
I am driving. I'm having my my people, i.e.
Nice.
My mom.
Oh, okay. You totally could have faked it there.
I could have.
You
I
made
know.
It. Yeah.
Drive me up there. My parents used to live up close to there. So okay. We're going to drive up there. And then I have a show, super excited, at the Back Bowl in Eagle, Colorado.
That is a fun show. Do not go to the Taco Bell in Eagle.
It wow.
was the worst Taco Bell experience that I've ever had in my life. I get the same thing, beefy five-layer burrito and a chicken quesadilla, and they ruined them both.
Wow.
I thought I was going to throw up. So not that you were going to go to the Taco Bell.
But I'm definitely not going to right now, ever.
I love the Back Bowl. It's so much fun. They're so nice. Do you stand behind the curtain in the pool room?
No, I don't think
so. Check
that
out. But it's kind of creepy because you can't have lights on because then they could see it from the front stage.
Oh, right.
And it's just a pool table, and you just sit there in the dark and be quiet until it's your time to go up.
That's like the backstage?
Yes.
I've never used the backstage. I've always sat at the
I
bar.
I think it was the first time we went, and they had us go back there. And we're like, this is weird. But then we've been back twice, and we sit back there, and we just don't talk because we're afraid people will hear us.
Sure.
And then you get that whole, like, I am awesome by coming through the stage.
Huge, yes, entrance. You can make the big
yes,
entrance.
According to Steve.
Good.
You
well,
should,
good
like,
to know.
Check that out. Where's the backstage area?
I need the green room area, please.
Yeah.
And white M&Ms and orchids.
I know.
Get my mom on
no,
that.
No, I love the Back Bowl, except for the last time, the time before last when we went, it was snowing and horrible drive.
It could be horrible, but the weather looks good.
Good.
So fun
when are
you weekend.
Gonna be there?
It's going to be Saturday night.
Oh, so this Saturday, which
this Saturday,
is the 6th?
December, I believe
yes.
you're right. Yes.
December 6th.
Uh-huh.
And Vail, Eagle, Colorado, Vail, it's all kind of right there.
It is. Yep. Fun night. I'm so excited because I have not worked with BT in forever, and I am
it's
working
BT.
With BT. He's a comic. He's out of Indianapolis now.
Okay.
But super high energy. We are totally different in our delivery. But he just told
that's
me.
That's okay, variety.
He gave up sugar.
Oh, my.
He would drink
that's
sweet
a big
tea.
Deal.
Yes. He lives in Indiana. Where is he from in the South? Or maybe his parents are. I don't know. But that man drank sweet tea like a good Southerner.
Is he a big guy?
He's really fit. So
and
I don't know what.
Sweet tea?
Yes. If you saw how much energy we drove.
He burns it.
He does. I'm like, huh, he is sleeping one time when I was driving, and he was sleeping when we had a road gig through Wyoming. But he would get, like, he would ask the waitress anytime we're in a restaurant, can I please have some sugar? And he goes, and I mean a lot, because he puts like 10 or 15 packets of sugar in his tea.
Did he replace it with Splenda?
I don't know what he's doing. I'll have to find out what he's doing. But good for him. I keep saying, gosh, I should really.
Sugar is hard.
It is.
I have a problem. But I've cut back, but I still haven't cut it.
No.
I still need my, you know, bit of sweet after my meal.
Right. Yes.
Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
You're like, yeah, just one of those mini Snickers bars. Just, yummy.
That sounds good. I usually don't stop at one little mini Snickers.
I've really been working on it. I've got to, yeah.
That's good. You know what I just got is the Up24 app.
What is that?
Speaking about sugar and just staying fit.
Mm-hmm.
It is like the Fitbit. So it's on my wrist right here. It just looks like a black bracelet.
Yeah.
And then I downloaded the app and it'll tell me how many steps I've taken.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put in how much you've been eating.
Okay.
And it'll log your sleep. As well, too.
So, do you mind me asking what that costs? Because, like, a Fitbit, like, runs, like, $150.
Right. I just bought this at Best Buy, like, 3 weeks ago for $120.
Okay.
And then now they're at Costco for, like, $70 or $79.
Ooh, that's a, I'm sorry.
I know. I was telling myself, I'm like, well, I needed those 3 weeks of
But it's working out well.
It does work out really good.
My friend had a Fitbit, and she said that if she moved her arm like this, like it thought she was walking.
Sometimes I cheat and do that. I try not to.
And when I say like this, it's like circle arm, like whoop, 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 whoop.
Yes, yeah. Like you're riding a horse and you're a cowboy. Woohoo!
Yeah.
That would probably log them, yes. It'll log your sleep, too, and I don't know how it does it, but it'll log your deep sleep and your...
Okay.
Low sleep.
How long
and when
you
wake up, like if you wake up to go to the bathroom or if it takes you like 20 minutes to go to sleep, it'll put it in.
So how much of your life have you spent analyzing your data?
So,
because I've wondered how, like if I were to invest in something like that, like how much of my life would I spend staring at my previous life through the Fit
Not too much.
Device?
It's pretty easy to look at and they give you little goals.
Okay.
That's what's helpful because one day I was just feeling kind of like I had a show and I'm like, oh, that just didn't go that well. And but earlier in the day, it said you only got 4.5 hours sleep. For some reason, I can't remember what I had going on the night before,
but
had very little sleep.
How do you function?
I wasn't very okay. well. And it said that it goes, just so you know, you haven't been getting much sleep. So you're going to crave high carbs. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables today. And
Look
then
at that.
I know today it said you haven't been sleeping that much. How about you go to bed at 11:59 and then you click I'm in or no thanks. And then so you accept the challenge. So I have to go to bed at 11:59 tonight.
I don't stay up at 11:59 to go to work the next morning ever. Last night, first night Steve's out of town, I was asleep by 8:05. I'm like no one to keep me up.
Yeah.
I am a sleeper, though. Are you a sleeper? Like, can you do 8 hours?
I can. On the weekends, totally do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I had my own way, if life was according to Stephanie McKeough.
Life according to Stephanie.
Everyone would stay up till 2 in the morning and sleep till 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd wake up and start our day.
At 10, because you have to have
10,
time to do your hair.
Exactly. Because we're going to have Heidi Klum bangs here in just a few
right.
minutes.
And that takes some expert work.
Right.
I like that plan. Life according to Stephanie McHugh.
Thank you.
Sounds fun.
It does, doesn't it? If you're a night owl, it would work. Yes.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Your girls were here. Did you guys film another train video this year?
No, not yet.
I freaking loved your holiday video last year.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it was so creative and so much fun. I just, how did you do it?
We had so much fun. We took one of the girls' cameras, put it on video mode, and we have a white Christmas tree. I'm not super excited, but one of them insisted on having it a couple years ago. And the train goes around the Christmas tree. So we just had it go around and around and around, and we had little signs. So when it would come around, thank you. The younger one, because her marketing class is watching all my stuff.
She's like, no.
She's like, look, we can do a Christmas video, but we can't show it to anybody. I'm like, what? The whole point of a Christmas video is showing it to everybody.
So on your Christmas card, you can say Merry Christmas and give them a link.
Exactly.
And then your parents will be typing. Oh, that would be funny. That's no fun.
We'll figure it out.
How long did it take you to film that video?
Not very long. We did it like 3 or 4 times because I came home and I was like, girls, we got to do it now. And we just like cranked it out. So now I'm sitting here thinking, now what are we going to do?
How do we top this?
Right.
Because that was pretty awesome.
Thank you. Or do we keep the same theme and just do it with different
like
stuff?
Like an update?
But you got to kind of switch it up a little bit.
Right.
So that's what we're thinking about. Rachel comes home December 12th.
Okay.
We'll do it then. Figure it out.
We'll do it then.
Yes.
Yes.
Could be a New Year's Eve, possibly, card. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I do Martin Luther King cards when I don't get to the Christmas cards in time. There's a lot of holidays, Valentine's Day, and I've even had to do Easter because I missed Christmas. Those are actual cards.
My brother was talking to me. He's like, so we have pictures from Disney. We want to turn into Christmas cards. How do I make that happen? And I was like, oh, Snapfish, Shutterfly.
Yes.
Whoever has the best deal. But I know him. They're going to make them, order them, and they'll sit.
They won't send them out. That is the hardest part.
It is. This Saturday is my Christmas card day.
Is it?
Yes. I'm going to write them out and send them out and get it done.
Very good.
I have a goal.
Saturday. Get those out. You probably do get your cards out. Do you do actual mailing cards? I can't tell what we're supposed to do anymore.
I know. We do pictures.
Uh-huh.
So we mail those. If they were just plain cards, I don't know. There's a difference. Like if you just buy the pack of, we have some Christmas story cards that have been packed away for the last 4 years. Cause I'm like, no, every year I'm like, I'll pay for the cards. I'll make them. Just don't send those out. I feel like that's people open up and they're like,
Yeah.
But pictures are
I love pictures.
I know this is probably old school, but the Christmas letters, the summary of your year.
Exactly.
If it's good. I don't want to hear a sad story. Is that bad?
No.
I only want happy stories. Romantic comedies. They're my favorite.
Me too.
So keep your Christmas story. Romantic comedy.
That's just plain good advice right there, Janet.
You can make it up. Just don't send me sad stuff.
No?
I'll read it and then I'll be all, I need wine.
Love Actually. That's a good Christmas chick flick movie.
That's Steve's favorite movie.
Really?
Yes. We have it on our DVR now, so he can watch it anytime he wants.
Steve McCoy, who I was on the radio with, is his favorite movie too.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Huh.
They're like kindred spirits, I believe.
Yes. Must be this name, Steve.
It is a great movie. It is a great movie.
It is a good movie. Mm-hmm.
It's a romantic comedy, and
Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Right.
Yes. I really like him in that movie.
He is good in that. Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Neeson is in that.
Yeah, look at us. We need some IMDb help here.
We do.
All right, so you've got some work coming up, the holidays. What else is going on? What do you do for a day job?
I work at Level 3 Communications.
We talked about this. What do you do?
So I am in 911 planning. 911 is actually a product that Level 3 is a fiber network company. So anytime you go to a Starbucks now and use the internet, you're using Level 3.
Is that safe internet? Because you hear about all this Wi-Fi that you shouldn't sign on to because it's not safe.
Oh, yes. We are safe.
Starbucks is safe.
Starbucks is super safe. Yes.
You heard it here.
Right
here. Heard it here. I don't know where that voice came from.
911 is a product that we sell to other companies that don't want to do the 911 themselves. So we'll do it for them.
And the 911 is the emergency?
Correct.
Number that you call when something's wrong. So how does that correlate with companies?
So let's say there might be a small regional cable company.
Okay.
And they don't want to do their 911. It's just kind of, and everybody needs 911. You know, it's not sort of a product or a place that you can cut corners.
Right.
So because we're such a large company, you know,
you have
we
your
can
own dispatchers and such.
No, we don't. We don't. We talk to the dispatchers just to figure out how we would connect to them. And then we would do the testing before we initially bring up our trunks, is what we call them. This is going to get really...
Are you a nerd?
I'm totally a nerd.
I love it.
But what's so interesting is I have to call... So I call the dispatch centers.
Okay. Across the country.
Across the country. Alaska is where I'm calling now.
How's that?
Crazy. Like, I kind of almost want to go there now. They're so small. They have such different problems than the rest of the country because they go, well, we don't really have the money for that. And we're so vast.
Right.
And they don't even have, a lot of places will have, well, most have what's called an MSAG, Master Street Addressing Guide. So that when you call 911, they know your address. They know where it is. It's all set up.
Okay.
They don't have that because they don't have that much money. And they know, like, sometimes they don't even have 911. They just call the number and say, help. You know, there's a bear eating
Alaska
my trash.
Gets a lot. Like, the residents get money from their oil, right?
They do.
How do they not have enough money for 911?
I know.
That's insanity.
Sometimes they have to vote. I know some places have to vote to say, will you spend this money for enhanced?
We'll take this out of your pocket and put it into 911.
Right.
And like, no, I need my guns to keep the bears away.
Exactly.
Don't you know?
And they get around by planes.
Yeah. And that's got to cause some scary situations from time to time.
Exactly. You have a heart attack.
In a plane.
That's it.
Yeah, bye.
Exactly.
Oh,
which you think would make me not want to eat sugar. Sometimes I go, Steph, what if you're somewhere?
But you're pretty physically fit. Like, I go back to, like, the Iron Man or what was it called?
Oh, yeah, the Tough Mudder.
Tough Mudder. Like, I think of you, like, what is your exercise routine?
I'm trying to lift weights on a regular basis because when I was in the best shape of my life, I was lifting pretty consistently.
Were you like a big bodybuilder person?
No. In fact, I was pretty toned. Yes.
Okay.
I think women would tend to be more toned if they lift weights. Mm-hmm. And
squats though, make my rear end grow.
I would give a lot of money to make my rear end grow.
Do the squat challenge.
All right.
Start with 100 a day and like bump it up 25 every day.
Because it's not
going
anywhere.
I got up to 500 and I'm like, my pants are so tight. It was so bad. I'm like, done with this?
No, that's good. You are bootylicious, Janet. Own it.
I don't want to be it. I'm not Kim Kardashian, yo.
Yeah, so that never happens for me. I feel kind of... So I'm trying to lift weights more and do more cardio. I mean, that up bracelet
is helping.
Yes. I notice a huge change when I work from home or on the weekends when you're just at home.
You don't walk as much.
You don't.
Yeah,
that adds up.
Is closer. The Super water cooler
close.
Does not exist.
Like, you're lucky to hit 1%.
Right.
By noon.
Yeah.
Watching movies and stuff in bed.
I don't even know.
So
I'm horrible on the weekends. Steve and I, we don't get anything done. It took us 2.5 days to get our Christmas stuff out. Like, the first day, we're like, no. The next day, not quite. Then the next day, all right, it's noon. Let's go.
Very good. Sometimes I think you need downtime, though.
I know.
Especially with how much he travels and
things. He does. Yeah, I embrace the times he's home. I'm like, let's watch TV. Let's go eat. Let's do nothing. I'll do the laundry when you're traveling.
Aww.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Is it?
Not that you have to do laundry.
I don't mind. It's very easy to spread laundry out.
Yeah.
The key to laundry is to spread it out. You start it in the morning. When you come home, you switch it. After dinner, you fold it.
There you go. Like one load a day, or you probably don't need to do one load a day even, right?
No, because I usually have 3 loads a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's my plan. What's your, you've two daughters? I bet they went through clothes.
They do go through clothes. And here's what I just did with the 16-year-old.
Uh-oh.
She wasn't very good at picking up her clothes. Not that I am the best role model. Clearly you don't get to 16 with clothes all over your floor without your mom, you know, having some part in that.
Right.
But when Rachel went away to college, all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, Julie's going to be in a small dorm room with someone else. She's got to figure out. And she has a lot of clothes.
Do they do room checks and stuff? Like where you have to clean?
I don't think so. And you probably could get someone, like when Rachel filled it out, you know, are you super clean? Are you medium clean? Or do you not care? So you could match yourself up right. with someone. But I said, look, you got to start picking up your clothes. I think you have too many. I don't think you use them all.
Right.
So
you have too many clothes. You don't use them all?
No. I think some of them she's outgrown.
Oh, gotcha.
Some of them she just doesn't wear. You know, it's like the 80-20 rule. You only wear 20% of your closet 80% of the time.
Yes.
I think she's more 95-5. So I go, if it's on the floor, I got her big bins. I go, just do it. Jeans in one bin, hoodies in another, tops in another. So it's off your floor and it's organized at least.
Right.
And she still wasn't doing it. So I go, if it's not done, then I'm taking your clothes and I put them in the trunk of my car.
So she had no idea where they were.
Well, she does. She knows they're in. No, I told her. I go, look, I'm keeping them. And if you like clean something or we'll work something out and you can go in the trunk and you can get something out. But I really feel like you're not going to miss some of this stuff. And I want to show you. So anything, I didn't take all of her clothes.
Right.
Just everything that she did not pick up. So what do you think? Is that harsh?
No. Did she notice a difference?
Oh, yeah. It was clean. So she walked in her room and it was clean. I kind of, yeah.
Did she miss, like, did she run out of clothes to wear? Oh.
Janet, no.
Why do you think you work so much? You got to pay for all these clothes.
Oh, my gosh. We could... Everyone could wear a hoodie. She could go, like, she could say, I'm not going to wear the same hoodie twice this month. And I think she might be able to do it. She loves hoodies. And, you know, they're big.
Right.
So as she's grown, those you don't grow out of as much as other things. So she has a lot of hoodies and she has a lot of jeans. And I was going through them like, oh, my gosh, she's got a lot of stuff. So I think she hasn't missed anything really yet.
Is it still in your trunk?
They're still in my trunk in my car.
Oh my gosh. Where do you put your groceries?
In the back seat.
Wow.
So that's what mommy did. That's what mommy did.
Ninth
hour.
That's an awesome idea. And I think parents of teenagers are probably going to like be like, yes, that's
do it.
An awesome idea.
I told her because I didn't want to like throw them away or take control away from her. But I want, well, I did, I suppose, in some respect. But
she had the control first. If she did not use it, she did not opt to use it, then you took control.
Correct.
She didn't like jump in and take her control. You gave her the option to use it, and she chose not to.
Because my thought, for me, I get overwhelmed. If there's too much, I can't deal with it.
I agree.
I need it whittled down.
I go on vacation. I'm still checking work email because I do not want to come into 50 emails.
Right.
So I'm this. Yeah.
Yes. You shouldn't check your emails, though, when you're on vacation, young lady. You should just take a break.
Thanks. I would prefer that than to come in and be like, you know.
I know.
I hate that feeling.
Have you heard there's some companies that make you sign something that say, I promise I won't look at any emails?
My company would never. They're like, oh, we know you, Janet. You have to go on vacation. You're still there.
Janet almost rolled her eyes at me when I said that.
I'm sorry.
That's that fine. You're like, that is not going to happen. No, it's totally fine.
You can spot an eye roll from a mile
it's
away.
Totally fine. You're like, no way can I get away with not doing emails.
No, I have
emails.
Heard of that idea.
Yeah.
And it would be smart for companies to do that.
It's hard to take a mental break.
You have to, though, from time to time. Mm-hmm. Like, this Thanksgiving break, I took off Friday. So I was off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 4 days in a row.
Nice.
I did not look at email.
Very good.
It was a holiday, so it was like nothing. So I knew that there would be nothing. And it was awesome. Like, Monday I came in, I'm like, huh. Nothing died.
I was so rested, too, mm-hmm. Monday morning coming in. It felt good.
I spent a little bit of time at the bar on Friday night and had to recover Saturday, Sunday.
It's good.
So Monday, I was like the first like 100% day.
Nice.
I do that once a year, and I'm like, oh, so embarrassing.
What do you drink when you go out?
I typically stick with rum, and we went to a vodka bar.
Ooh.
So I'm like, ooh, Moscow Mules. Vodka makes Janet fall out of chairs.
Interesting.
And
good.
Steve doesn't drink. But
oh, that's right.
Everyone knew that I loved Steve because that's what I kept saying.
Yeah.
So bad. Stephanie.
Now, do you ever take, I don't drink a lot, but scotch and soda mm-hmm. when I do. Did we talk about this last time?
Possibly. It's
and
been
a while. B vitamin and an Advil
mm-hmm.
when I go to sleep.
My go-to, like, hangover prevention used to be 2 B vitamins.
Yes.
And 4 ibuprofen and chug a whole bottle of, like, the 16-ounce waters.
Yes.
I don't know where that, like, escapes my brain when I drink vodka. I came home and just passed out, and the next morning was not a good morning.
Oh.
Yeah. So don't drink. Period.
Don't drink.
I'm just kidding. It's two girls and a bottle of wine.
That's right.
You can drink, but in moderation. I don't know what happened. I just have those nights. Do you ever have those nights where you're just like,
yes.
Whee!
I need more of those, actually. I think you need more of those.
Possibly after the 16-year-old goes away.
Right.
Because you don't want to come home and be all, wee.
Here's the dilemma that I find is you need to write comedy, but you also need to do fun things so you have something to write about.
And you're lacking in one
sometimes
area.
Sometimes when you're calling 911 dispatchers, not a lot of comedy there. Not a lot. Oh. So I got to make up for it after.
There we go.
After work.
A lot of happy hours.
Like zip line, things like that. Yes. That's fun.
When it gets warm, the next time I'm going to go back because I signed up with a group that was like a family. It was a family group and then me. And at the end, they're like, oh, it's $35 if you want to buy the pictures. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll buy the pictures and we'll email them to you. So I gave them my email address. That email must have gotten lost in the World Wide Web. Because I never got the pictures.
Never got
so
the
I'm
pictures.
Like, I'm going to do this again. And I will pay for my own dang pictures. Don't trust strangers with
right.
anything.
So, I'm yeah. sure they meant well. They're
they
just,
did.
They're the ones that have the Christmas cards sitting yes. there at Easter. And they're like, yes. can I send these out or can I not?
Yeah.
Because I have some Happy New Year 2010 cards
oh.
that I almost feel like just mailing to people.
You
hey,
should.
Hi, how you doing?
They'd be like, oh, Stephanie, she's a comedian.
That's right. She can get away with that.
There's a holiday joke for you for the bowl.
Yeah.
There
go. We go.
I laughed.
Let's do it.
I'm going to
write
audience.
That down.
And this week, I want to show some podcast love to some podcasts that are awesome. And if you are into podcasts, you got to check these out. First, we have PK and DK, which is made up of a husband and wife team, which they're awesome. They have their podcast live every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, but you can push play on their podcast at any time if you don't get to watch it live. I also want to say a big hello to Bloke Busters podcast. I just discovered that today, and they describe themselves as get ready for science talk by two guys very much not qualified to talk about science. And I listened to their most recent podcast, and it was hilarious. I also want to say a big shout out to Hey My Man podcast. They created some new graphics for us, and they also have an amazing podcast. And most recently, one of their podcasters did a whole monologue podcast. So he was solo, flying solo, and he pulled it off very nicely. So you need to check out Hey My Man podcast. And then Hillbilly Nerd Talk. It's Hank and Petra, and they sit down weekly and just talk about a variety of things. I always tend to learn a lot, and I look forward to their podcast every week. So in addition to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, these are some of the other podcasts that you might want to check out. And all of these podcasts can be found on iTunes. And in addition to these podcasts, you should also check out Wrinkled Sheets, which Steve and I do together when he's in town. And he also has a podcast called Remasculate. So there are some other podcasts that you could check out, but always come back home here to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Plus, we have awesome giveaways. Like, if you listened last week, you heard that I have two concert tickets giving away, if you're here in the Denver area, to John Party. He's going to be performing at the Grizzly Rose on December 12th. I've received a couple of entries, but I want a few more, so I have a good pile to choose from. So again, I have two tickets. It's general admission at the Grizzly Rose here in Denver. Email me at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com, all spelled out, and I'll have a drawing for the winner, and we'll announce the winner on next week's show, which is the 8th. So it's a great opportunity for you to win some free entertainment. All right. Well, I do want to thank you so much for stopping by today.
Janet, thank you so much. I always love talking to you and catching up. It was so much fun.
Yes. And you'll be back?
I would love to come back.
All right. Excellent. Well, you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at thenumber2girlsandwine.tumblr.com. or thenumber2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.